Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ Lang going to join us in an hour. We've got the Overreact Gyms from the weekend at 8:50. Good morning. Just joining us. A lot to unpack from that Lions game. That's a bad loss, and there's a lot of blame to go around. You tell us who you're blaming most, 248-539-9797. And if you missed the breaking news, the Eagles are active ahead of the deadline. Jalen Phillips traded from Miami to Philadelphia for a third-round pick in the last half hour. Mm-hmm. Brad Holmes, ball's in your court. Got to keep up. They're going to bring pressure. Lions' offensive line hasn't been good enough. I mean, that's where you put most of the blame.
Yes, I put it on both fronts, offensive and defensive line. But if you're going to say who's got the... you know, the lion's share, so to speak, it's the offensive line.
Let's get to the phones. Mike and Flint, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, so I just want to put the blame mainly on Morton, just for the fact that as I was sitting watching the game last night or yesterday, he kept bringing the wide receivers in tight to the line, and he played right into the Vikings what they wanted to do. He wasn't giving his receivers – you know, any room to make any plays. It almost like it was confusing golf because it allowed all the Vikings defenders to be right there on the line of scrimmage, right tight. As soon as they spread out, I think in that the drive that J-Mo got the touchdown, they had like three or four plays to St. Brown where he was wide open, and then the J-Mo play, and it was all when they had the receiver spread wide and Goff could see, you know, where they're bringing the blitzes. And almost like it was confusing them rookies, too.
John, what do you think of the tight formations? I feel like we've seen more of it this year.
Yeah, we have. And some of it is bringing guys in to help protect.
Yeah.
But I do think that this is an offense, and we've talked about it with all the weapons. If you've got J-Mo, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Laporta, Tisla, I expect he gets a little bit more in the mix at some point as the number three receiver. It does put more pressure on the offensive line, but it also clears up the picture for the offensive line. When you spread those guys out, now all of a sudden the box is well-defined in regards to how many guys are in the box, and then you start to see as a receiver, what are the coverages? You start to see and think the picture to me becomes much clearer instead of just, hey, everybody jammed in the box and everyone's in tight.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Like the tight formations don't allow you to utilize the whole field. Like the other team only has 11, but that felt like they had 12 or 13 at times because it was such a muddied picture pre-snap.
Right. But when you've got J-Mo in tight, all right, he's got more field to work with in regards to being able to use his speed to get, you know, on the edge, to get outside, to get downfield. The problem is if you can't protect it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, look, I don't want to defend Morton. If you're unhappy with him, collectively, they haven't been very good on third downs.
Well, there's plenty of reasons, yeah.
Yeah, look, for the season, they haven't been good on third down. Yesterday, they were 5 of 17. If you have an issue with the tight formations, the screen game, the horizontal stuff, the east and west, whatever your issue is with Morton, valid. I just don't know that coordinators are going to ever look good if you consistently lose up front. Like an offensive line can make an average coordinator look good and a good coordinator look great. When you do not win up front, when you don't reset the line of scrimmage 3 and 4 yards down the field on run plays, when you can't get guys identified in the blitz game, I don't care if you had the greatest play ever. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And now 3rd and 2 is 3rd and 10. And that's also setting yourself up for failure. So I put more of it on the O-line than I do on John Morton. That is not to absolve him of trying to find creative solutions out of this. And it's not to let Dan Campbell off the hook. Look, it's Dan Campbell's offense. We spent all offseason telling people it's Dan Campbell's offense. Well, Dan Campbell's football team wasn't ready to play, and Dan Campbell's offense wasn't good enough.
And when you have a new play caller, new player, doesn't even just a play caller, you start the season off, and through about three, four games, all right, the defenses are trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to defend this offense? Where, in the last 3 weeks, Chiefs, which was, what, week six, Bucs week seven, now all of a sudden, hey, week nine with the Vikings, because of, you know, that bye week in between there. When do you think it, you know, defensive coordinators are going to start to adjust? It's right around right. that same time. And the Bengals, okay, maybe they tried to adjust. They're just a bad defense. But the Chiefs, the Bucs, the Vikings, when has the offense felt like it's been out of sync?
Yeah.
It's when that normally hits week four, five, six, and defenses are adjusting.
You're right.
Now it's time for John Morton to adjust the offense. You got to be a little bit more creative. We heard about the breakout season for J-Mo. We heard about Gibbs and Montgomery both on the field at the same time.
Let's see it. Ticket Texter says, maybe we just admit Minnesota had the better game plan, executed better. Other team gets paid too. Bad in all three areas.
Well, yeah, but that's part of it. But coming out of a bye week.
Yeah, Lions are supposed to be better, have the better game plan, and execute better.
And better roster.
Thank you. Love what Howie Roseman did, signed Mr. Philadelphia.
Inserting your own text now.
That's great.
Jalen Phillips to Philly. No surprise. The Eagles and other contenders will make moves. Holmes will elect to keep his remaining draft capital for another project player. Still unbelievable. We burned those thirds for Tesla. Zero impact so far.
I think a conversation needs to be had about that.
Yeah, maybe why they're not using number three.
Yeah, we're in, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking today, but the contribution's been not nil.
I would have thought post-bye, that's where you start to see rookies get more involved.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even trying to throw the ball to him.
He's not on the field.
Right.
Right, yeah. I mean, he's a special teams guy right now.
And the point that they moved third rounders to get him, and now you have Philly getting Jalen Phillips for a third rounder, that's a,
but
this
that
is fact. This isn't track. Like, right. I think sometime we're too easy on this team.
But it also goes back to, what did we see from Tesla? Now, I know, okay, preseason, right? You're going against inferior defenses and inferior players. Those guys are no longer on rosters. But he was productive. They got him the ball. And because you're throwing it with a quarterback that's not Jared Goff. You're running, you know, as the number one receiver, and they're not defending anyone else. We've seen him be good. I just don't know that they're utilizing him at all.
Take the gloves off.
Yeah.
Like, the time is now. We are really, really sitting at a moment right now.
But that's the thing. Campbell even alluded to
that.
Yeah, but that's what's concerning is Campbell had that message coming out of the bye, right? Like, here we go. And that's how they looked out of the bye week. And I do want to stress to people, I think this is more than just a one-game freakout. Like, this is a bit of a trend now. This is three straight weeks offensively where they've struggled. Goff has been sacked 10 times in that span. Third downs have been an issue all season long. Like, this is not a, oh, here we go. The guys are, you know, really down on him after one bad game. This is their third loss. They're 1-2 in the division. Like, these are real concerns.
Bingo, the division. Who knows you best? The divisional opponent. Who knows your tendencies from the past? Your divisional opponents. They've made our offensive line look like trash.
Yep.
Two of them.
And what's disappointing is coming out of the bye week where what did we hear from John Morton? Now, it was more specific to Jameson Williams, but that he was doing this in-depth film study. And now all of a sudden you come out of the bye week after doing all of this introspection and all of this self-scout, yet there's nothing new and there's no rhythm to the offense.
Can't run, can't generate explosives, can't protect your quarterback, can't convert on third down. Other than that, how was the play? Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Joe in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just want to say, I think sometimes we're a team that does better without bye weeks. I mean, if you look back at the Vikings one-seed game after we dominated them last year, and they're going to the playoffs after a bye week, we obviously took a loss there, and then we had another bye, and we take a loss against the Vikings. I think we're a team that's better in rhythm, and I think it's a little unfair, the crucifixion of Johnny Morton that everyone be putting him through. I mean, the guy is still figuring out the offense. I understand there's schemes that people are getting hip to in the rest of the NFL, but we still got the rest of the season left, and I think the one thing that matters most is if we can win those four games at the end of the season. And I think if we go in at a 2 or 3 or 4 or even a 6 or 7, we're going to be a better team than if we go in at a 1 because we obviously don't play good on bye weeks.
Yeah, it's a theme now, right? This week, the playoff game. I mean, even week one is kind of a situation where you have extra time to prepare.
Sure.
So that's three straight.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I mean, the benefit of the bye week, right, is you're hoping to get healthy and get guys back. I never liked bye weeks for that exact reason. It throws off the entire rhythm. But you're also going to be playing on Thursday, and what does that do? Throws off the rhythm. Are we expecting to take a loss after the if we are able to beat Green Bay on Thanksgiving? Coming out of that, are we
no
just set up to take a loss?
No. Can't be an excuse. And it is a reflection. Good coaching staffs use that time effectively. Let's get to Eugene. You're on 97.1. Eugene? Canton? All right. Jason, Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, y'all just wanted to know, is it that Goff does not trust his receivers to just go get the ball, or he doesn't believe in himself from throwing the deep ball? Because if you're stacking the box, you got to make them believe at least a couple of times that you're going to throw it deep. I mean, everybody knows on third down, you're going to St. Brown. It's automatic. He does it every game, and teams know this now. So that's why they, on third down, they just go straight. They just focus on St. Brown, nobody else.
Well, I mean, in Goff's defense yesterday, there was no time to go deep. He didn't have the luxury of standing behind an offensive line that was protecting him so that he could even look past 12 to 15 yards.
But isn't that why y'all practice the plays? So you know where your player is supposed to be at, which means trust him to go get the ball.
Right, but my point is, if he has no time, you can't throw a 40-yard pass downfield and just loft it up and say, go get it, if J-Mo's only at 10 yards and Goff is already under pressure.
I understand what you're saying. But isn't that what...
Yes, it's what practice is for.
No. Isn't that what... not Aaron Rodgers, but what's his name? Who was before Aaron Rodgers again? I forgot.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre. Isn't that what he used to do? Just throw it up when he knew he's about to get hit and trust his players?
Well...
I think we just have a disconnect here. The plays take time to develop.
I got a little short there. My apologies.
I could feel your frustration building.
Yes, that's why we practice.
Isn't that why they practice, John? It's 97.1. All right, guys, KG Law. If you're injured in a car accident, or someone you know, someone you care about is injured in a car accident, you need someone who cares about you. That's Lawrence KG. That's KG Law. These insurance companies are going to try to quickly steer things to avoid paying you. KG Law specializes in car accidents, so you'll get the attention to detail you deserve, and you'll get results. 98% success rate, and these settlements are in the millions. Get my guy, Lawrence KG, 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A great field position was a theme. 17 Viking points coming off of drive starting in Lions territory. Mm-hmm. A kick return, a fumble, blocked field goal, 17 points. Helping out a young quarterback making a road start in Detroit. And then, of course, Detroit didn't do themselves any favors with 10 penalties, the inability to run the ball at all, and a quarterback who was under siege from the jump.
In the penalties, they just were drive killers. You just start off and you move the ball down the field and boom, touchdown. Great. All right. Then you get the ball next and it's ineffective run, incomplete. Penalty that backs you up, and it just they're you don't even get a drive going. It's not even a drive killer. It's just you weren't even able to get that drive going because of a penalty.
Right, and games come down to not one play but a series of plays. John, if I could spotlight a sequence that I think perfectly described that football game, it was the drive where the Lions had their field goal blocked in the fourth quarter. It was a 12-play drive for 33 yards. Yeah. three different penalties, five runs that went for three or fewer yards. And the drive ends with a second and 10, run for one, a sack, and a blocked field goal. That's the story of the day offensively for the Lions. And I put a lot of it on the front. I know Morton's going to get heat today, and I'm not telling you not to blame him, but there's only so much you can do when you lose up front consistently the way the Lions did. And I think you can blame Dan Campbell. Hell, he blamed himself. That's how they look off a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
That's how his offense, remember, it's his offense,
yep,
has looked to this juncture of the season. John, it's not one game. They've been bad on third down all season. This is three straight weeks where the offense has struggled, and Goff's been sacked 10 times in that span. And now they have the injury up front to Mahogany, which is why we're going to have some serious conversations with the trade deadline coming up. The Eagles, for those that missed it, breaking news this morning, gave up a third-round pick for Jalen Phillips. If you're the Lions, are you calling on Zeitler? Are you calling on Betonio, who plays the left side and would be the ideal veteran piece to put on this offensive line to solidify the interior, which has been a common issue? Like, this isn't Kansas City or Green Bay. This is a home game against the Minnesota Vikings, who were in last place. They were 10-point favorites. You got to do something at the trade deadline, John. And I'm going to go where you are on this. It's offensive line first and foremost. Let's see Brad Holmes step up.
Yeah. I mean, when you are faced in the middle of a season with injuries, and last year, devastated on the defensive line. What did he do? He went and got defensive line help with Za'Darius Smith. It's kind of, I mean, you could say, obviously, where the injuries are affecting them the most is in the secondary, but they're not season-ending injuries. They're going to get those guys back. So you look to the offensive line as that one piece that feels like it is the key to the Lions' success, at least offensively. But when they've had a good offensive line, they've been good as a team.
Think about it. Betonio plays left guard. Zeitler plays right guard. If they were to add Zeitler, I get it, familiarity. He's on a 1-8 football team, but he's a right guard. You'd be moving Ratliff to center or left guard and moving Glasgow around and reshuffling. And maybe that's the right thing to do. But Betonio slides in and he helps a veteran left tackle who's been playing with an injury. He helps a veteran center who has not played his best ball. And maybe some of that's he can't trust the guards next to him. Immediately solidifies what they're doing up front. And John, what does it take to acquire a 34-year-old guard on a losing football team? It's not a first, it's not a second, it's not a third. Get the deal done.
Yeah, it's probably at most a sixth.
Call a fifth and get it done by noon today.
It might be a sixth and 27.
Right. 248-539-9797. And you start to assess the value of these draft picks. Well, what has Brad Holmes done with his thirds? Manu, Hooker, Tesla, Broderick Martin. Don't be afraid to give up one of those picks. I'm not suggesting a third for Betonio, but Detroit shouldn't be afraid to make a move.
No.
248-539-9797. A lot to discuss. Let's get to you guys. Chris and Ypsilanti, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. First, I want to say I agree. You really do need to grab a left guard at the trade deadline, because if Miles Frazier isn't ready to go, then you really don't want to have Awosika be your primary option with no depth behind them. But my main point I wanted to make is that I think this game has been coming for a long time. Goff's numbers against Brian Flores have been gaudy, but they've been deceptive. And I want to take you back to week 18 last year. I pulled up the drive chart, and here's how the first half went. 6 plays, 6 yards, punt. 9 plays, 78 yards, touchdown. 3 plays, negative 21 yards, punt. 7 plays, pick. 6 plays, turnover on downs. 3 plays, 30 yards, field goal. So that first half last year, they netted 121 yards, had 2 turnovers, and 10 points. And in the second half, they almost took a safety on their first play.
That's right.
And then followed that up with an interception on the second play. It took 3 whole quarters for the offense to really get going. When Gibbs finally took over. And this year, the dam didn't really break. And the trend also continues to the first game they played last year. So this is the Brian Flores is an ace D coordinator. We didn't play our best game by any stretch. But I do think that if you can get in another guard, some more depth, I think you're going to see a better team against Washington.
No doubt.
Because, like, Brian Flores, I mean, it's tough. Like, watching the Lions play the Vikings always makes you clench up a little bit. It's just he's really tough to play against. I'm not making excuses. The Vikings were the better team on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Lions didn't deserve to win that game.
No, they did not. But I think they got to get some help in there, and they got to right the boat. I think people who thought, oh, we own the Vikings, you guys just aren't – we're just not watching the games closely enough.
The Lions had beaten them quite a bit. I appreciate popping open and checking under the hood and seeing that, hey, it ain't all roses. Flores' defense is designed to create havoc. John, but to his point, if they can solidify this offensive line, the season's far from over. I mean, they're going to have some marquee games to prove themselves in Philadelphia in a couple weeks, Thanksgiving Day against Green Bay. I happen to believe they're going to bounce back this next week. I mean, they're going to face the Commanders, a game they've had circled all year. It's a bounce back off of a loss, and their quarterback's injured. But it's about more than just, okay, you bounce back against the Commanders. Can you build some consistency? Can you get on the runway and be cleared for takeoff and go on one of those runs at the end of the season where everything starts firing and this offense does look like the offense we think it can be?
And part of, I think, what the underlying feelings that we're having about yesterday's game, first of all, it's the loss. It's how they played in all three phases. But what are some of the things that we hold as beliefs about Dan Campbell and a Dan Campbell coach team outside of the first year? And, you know, they finally still got things, or really got things rolling. It's what we've seen from him. A loss doesn't turn into two, right? They play really good after having lost, and so they don't have back-to-back losses. The other one, which I don't know that we can hold on to it. Now, okay, it's one game, but we had talked about this a couple of weeks ago. A Dan Campbell coach team doesn't seem to play down to their opponents. They play their brand of football consistently. It felt like yesterday we played down to the level of the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings is not a good team this year. They're not the Minnesota Vikings from last year or 2 years ago. This is not a really good Minnesota Vikings team. We played down. We played below their level.
Without going back through and checking, the last time I can remember the Lions playing down to their competition, Panthers?
Yeah, I was going to say Carolina.
Yeah, and that would have been, what, the Christmas Eve?
Yeah,
more than 2 years ago.
Carolina, I think, ran for, what, 230 yards or something like that?
Ass whooping. But that's been years. That's what's so jarring. But this was not a good loss. This is a bad loss.
So it starts to challenge your belief system. And hopefully that... And I don't believe that the back-to-back losses is happening now.
No.
Especially against a Washington team that is depleted by injury.
No, and I'm not throwing in the towel, and Lions fans aren't throwing in the towel. And you know in that building they're not throwing in the towel, but they got to fix a lot of stuff if they're going to be the team that's left standing when the dust settles in February. Long way to go. 248-539-9797. I see the phone calls. I see you guys. We got Overreact Jim's end of the hour. TJ Lang will join us at 9. It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I've got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on RootMetrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to get right to the phones. We got the news, overreactions, TJ Lang in the 9 o'clock hour. We start with Zane, who's been waiting patiently. Zane, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning. I think, you know, it's fun to pass blame around, you know, with Morton, Campbell, whatever. I think the majority of the blame, or honestly the sole blame, goes on Brad Holmes for not addressing the offensive line going into the season. You know, you go into the season with Glasgow, you know, who's never really been good, with two pretty much rookie offensive guards. That takes the identity away from our team. Our identity always was, you know, run it up the gut and, you know, drown teams that way, you know.
Yeah.
Last year, if a run didn't go for like 5 yards, we would say, oh, that's a bad run. Now we pray a run goes for 5 yards, you know. And then you know who you have back there at quarterback, limited mobility. He's not going to be making any plays on his legs. He needs a clean pocket. I think that really just takes the identity away from our team, and that's why our offense is really struggling.
I didn't necessarily have an issue with the starting five. Yeah, we'd love to have more of a veteran presence at one of the guard positions. The issue that I have is the depth, especially after they released Skipper, able to bring him back on practice squad. But what was going to happen if Decker went down, or God forbid, Penei Sewell went down? You know, Manu is your guy, and we saw that. And as soon as they cut Skipper, we're thinking, all right, hey, Manu is the guy. They're developing him. He's got to be that guy. We saw it against Cincinnati, and he wasn't.
Yep. I agree completely. Yeah, we needed some depth, and that's where those two third-rounders that we traded for a wide receiver four, you know, could have came in right now. We could have traded one for a veteran guard, maybe a good tackle on a team. You know?
Well, that's the truth, now, Zane. Like, you're paying for it whether you realized it or not, because now you got to play two tight ends, and you're not even putting those receivers on the field, so... You didn't address the line, but then you're forced to address it with extra bodies in pass pro. And John, I look at their third down conversion for the season now. Detroit's 25th in the league on third down. Without digging too far into it, I'm sure a lot of that has to do with down and distance. You know, if you have a lot of third and twos, you're probably converting.
Right.
If you have a lot of third and tens, you're probably going to be near the bottom of the league. Well, if you don't win on early downs, if you can't reliably run the football, if you can't protect your quarterback, you're not going to convert.
One defense about the stat is, and we've seen this a lot, is if you're third and six, you're not necessarily calling a play to pick it up because you know you're going for it on fourth down.
That's a fair point, and they do that.
Welcome.
But John, I'm pretty sure last year they weren't 25th on third down.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let's get to Nolan in Rochester. Nolan, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I want to say first, my level of concern is still low for this team. I think the offense will bounce back throughout the year. They'll still get their groove going. My concern can definitely get up there by the end of tomorrow. It's evident. You know, my biggest concern actually is the health of this team, and it's evident that the offensive line needs help. I was really expecting them to make a statement yesterday, especially coming off the bye, and they just looked flat. They have a lot of corrective errors, that, especially like the penalties. I'm not too concerned about that. But moving forward, especially the offensive line, Brad Holmes definitely needs to make some moves. And you guys kind of hit the point that he has that stereotype where free agency comes around, trade deadline comes around, he makes these small moves, and that we really need to bulk up that line. And then even on defense, too, I'd say.
Like, you could already have said, hey, in a couple weeks when they travel and play Philadelphia on the road, like, this offensive line is just not ready for it. Then they add Jalen Phillips to Philadelphia today. They're going to keep loading up. Can Detroit withstand?
Right.
And again, it's not about winning a couple regular season games here. Can they withstand week over week over week without any mistake in the postseason? Because if they don't get the one seed, John, they got to play four playoff games to win a Super Bowl. And they can't play good up front in two of them or three of them. It's got to be all four of them.
Right. It's a big concern.
Let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's going on?
Well, the FBI has finished its review of that deadly attack at that Mormon church in Grand Blanc, and the motive behind it is now just painfully clear. The FBI says that the suspect's hatred towards the Mormon community fueled the attack. So a special agent in charge at the FBI Detroit field office provided a brief update on Friday saying, quote, based upon the facts, circumstances, and information obtained in this case, I am confirming that this is a targeted act of violence believed to be motivated by the assailant's anti-religious beliefs against the Mormon religious community. Dinosaurs have been released in Michigan.
Yeah.
Sort of, I
dinosaurs.
Guess. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, back in August, the Chippewa Nature Center in Michigan hosted a sturgeon release event.
Love it.
Where 137 sturgeon were released as part of this like conservation effort. So they're not actually dinosaurs, but they've been around for 130 million years.
They're a prehistoric fish. And if you see them, especially if you see them in person, they look like a dinosaur
yes.
fish.
So they're like dinosaurs. I mean, and they're they awesome. Look like one. Yeah. But sturgeons are the most endangered species group, I guess, on Earth, according to World Wildlife Fund. So overfishing, water pollution, vessel strikes, habitat loss are all the contributing factors to the decline in sturgeon populations. So experts are saying that the purpose of this release is to obviously restore populations of the species and obviously let them continue on in the modern water
grow,
modern
reproduce.
Waterways. Yes. Chad Smith, the drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, wants to make sure that the next generation of musicians gets their shot. So he just launched a music scholarship at the University of Michigan, which is pretty cool. So he grew up in Bloomfield Hills and says that he wants to give something back and be able to expose people to opportunities to be able to follow their passions just like he did growing up. So this $40,000 scholarship will be available to one incoming freshman in the fall of 2026. And then obviously he hopes that this will continue annually as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Clayton Kershaw ended his 18-year career with the Dodgers unaware that he had just won the World Series again. So in Game 7, the Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 5-4 in 11 innings. But as he was warming up in the bullpen, he kind of lost track of the outs.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't really paying attention closely, and he said he watched what he thought was the game continuing after a ground ball double play in the bottom of the 11th.
He thought the game was tied.
Yes, he thought they tied it. And he said it was only when the bullpen catcher came up to him and was like, hey man, we just won the World Series. And he even like had to ask, like, are you sure? And then he said that's
that
when
that focused.
It kind of sunk in that he had just won again. And he said that it was like the perfect way to end his career, that he wasn't sad about it. He was like, this is the ultimate way you could ever want to end your career.
When I saw him warming up at the bullpen, I thought, if he comes in and in relief and ends this on the mound, like that to me would have been the ultimate end to that series.
See, it's funny. I thought about it differently. I go, I hope they don't have to put him in because he's been so bad in the postseason. And this would be an awful way to end his career, blowing Game 7 in the World Series.
Yeah. I'm always looking at it as he's going to come in and win, and you're he's going to come in and lose.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, you're such a loser.
What a game, though. What a game. You
that
got,
was awesome.
You got to see that at the end of your Saturday night.
Yes.
And that was a phenomenal way to end what was a great World Series.
Yep. So stories like this next one are probably why I'm not a huge fan of carnival rides or fair rides, whatever you want to call it. There was two young girls under the age of 13 that had to be hospitalized after they were thrown from a Ferris wheel at a festival in Louisiana over the weekend.
Oh.
So basically the witness says that, you know, they were in one of those Ferris wheel buckets and it tipped over with them inside and they went plummeting to the ground.
Oh, boy.
Terrifying, which is why I hate carnival. We were at, where were we? I don't know, some place with the Ferris wheel. I literally stopped it one way around. I'm like, I'm off.
Yeah.
But then I also left my child with my husband on it. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I do not watch their death right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get off, but I hate it. I hate it.
I am not a big fan of carnival rides anymore either. I used
terrified.
To be all over them.
Me too.
Not anymore.
No. Hate them.
Heather with the news. Overreact Gyms next. We'll get into a little bit of the World Series, the weekend of college football, and the NFL at large. TJ Lang back in the Lions talk at 9 o'clock. It's 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, of course, I turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And that's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person and as an individual, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. And When you talk about the communities, you can count on that since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community because it's theirs community as well. And we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.